It's time for the Ed Serwin Cattle Report, brought to you by Kerry Martin.
Good morning, I'm Kerry Martin with a look at the cattle markets on 710 AM and 97.5 FM, KGNC. The cattle futures market has seen some rough trade over the last week or so. For the week last week, April live cattle lost 82 cents. Not too bad, but the June lost 203. And when you look at feeder cattle futures, we saw even bigger losses. April feeder cattle were down 502 on the week, while May feeder cattle dropped $6.75. $0.05 for the week. The cash fed cattle market last week was fairly active. We actually saw some sales on a Monday, which we don't typically see last week. And those sales moved throughout the week with a steady market, 138 selling most of our cattle. However, we did have some reports from Texas cattle feeders of sales at 137. So it's a 137 to 138 market last week. That's steady to a dollar lower from what we've seen over the last 2 to 3 weeks. We saw a total of 7,269 heads sold on the cash market last week, 67,757 head of formula cattle, making for total sales of 75,026 head. Slaughter levels continue to pick up. Last week's slaughter, 676,000 head, showing that packers do need more inventory to keep the chains running at that speed. Now let's check a couple of auction barns. We head up to Dalhart to check in with Cattleman's Livestock Auction there in Dalhart. They sold 2,441 head last week. Steer and heifer calves under 600 pounds sold steady. Steers and heifers over 600 pounds were $2 to $4 lower. Medium and large frame number one feeder steers weighing 400 to 500 pounds brought $1.95 to $2.17 a pound. 5 to 6 weight steers $1.85 to $2.08. 6 to 7 weight steers brought $1.60 to $1.73 a pound. 7 to 8 weight steers $1.53 to $1.65, with the 8 to 900 pounders bringing $1.40 to $1.52, and the heavy 9 weight steers brought $1.40 to $1.41.5. Medium and large frame number one heifers weighing 300 to 400 pounds, $1.70 to $1.80 a pound. 4 to 5 weight heifers brought $1.61 to $1.75. 5 to 6 weight heifers, $1.48 to $1.56 a pound. 6 to 7 weights, $1.41 to $1.46. We had a few 7 to 8 weight heifers bringing $1.36 to $1.37. 8 to 900 pound heifers brought $1.30, while the 900 to 1,000 pounders brought $1.22 to $1.23 a pound last week in Dalhart. Now down to Tulia, where Tulia Livestock Auction had 1,992 head last week. Feeder steers and heifers sold steady to $4 lower. 4 to 5 weight steers brought $1.90 to $2.13 a pound. 5 to 6 weight steers, $1.71 to $1.83. 6 to 7 weight steers, $1.51 to $1.76. While 7 to 8 weight steers brought $1.53 to $1.57 a pound. 4 to 500 pound heifers brought $1.55 to $1.63. 5 to 6 weight heifers, $1.47 to $1.56. 6 to 7 weight heifers, $1.26 to $1.52 a pound. While 7 to 8 weight heifers brought $1.37 to $1.44 last week in Tulia. Feedlots are full right now, and cow herds are liquidating as the drought expands here in Texas. And it's not just Texas. Drought has been tightening its grip all throughout the western United States. At the recent Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association convention in Fort Worth, Cattle Facts CEO Randy Block told Texas cattlemen that over 50% of the nation's cow herd is now suffering from some form of drought. And that's something we haven't seen very often.
It really is very seldom. If you look at the last 40 years, there's only a handful of years that you've had 50 to 55% of the nation's beef cow herd impacted by drought. But we're there today. And again, the last thing we need is to downsize our herd substantially. We're already a couple million cows off of our highs in here. Again, our markets are set up for a pretty nice push in here over the next 3 to 4 years, and I'd sure like to see our producers be able to share in that significant improvement in prices and profitability for the producing segments as we go forward here. So hopefully more of the producers can hold their herds together and take advantage of the cyclical higher prices that are ahead.
And we're seeing significant beef cow liquidation because of the drought.
We have, you know, the drought's been going on here for the last several years, and the beef cow numbers peaked at about 31.7 million head. If I were to tell you where we'll be January 1 of 2023, we'll be back at 29.5. So we're already basically 2 million head of cows off of our peak that we had back in 2019. So pretty significant change in a short period of time.
Block says this is all happening at a time when the cow-calf sector of the beef industry is struggling to turn a profit.
Well, it really is. You know, our cost production continues to go up. Every time we turn around, obviously our input prices are higher. With drought, we're all having to feed more hay. We're having to feed more supplement, more mineral, all of those things in here on these operations. So cost production's higher, and again, it's just been hard to hold the cow herd together when we're in a situation we just can't grow grass. Got to grow forage, and we haven't been able to do it. Takes two things for the cow-calf producer to be profitable. One is green grass. That's the key thing. He's got to have green grass and the incentive, and if we've got green grass and profitability, we'll expand the cow herd.
Cattle Facts CEO Randy Block. That's a look at our cattle markets. For the Texas Farm Bureau Radio Network, I'm Kerry Martin on 710 AM and 97.5 FM, KGNC.